This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair stepping back in. This time, I bring along with me the Executive Director of the Michigan Theater, Russ Collins. He's a regular visitor Thursday mornings for Cinema Chat. And good morning to you.
Good morning. We've got news out of Sundance right off the top.
Right off the top, the Independent Film Festival.
That's right. We have a special relationship with Sundance, and it's good to see some of our friends quoted in the national media. Trevor Groth, who's the program director, and John Cooper, who's the head of the Sundance Film Festival, but they are announcing, they're in the middle of announcing their 117 feature film slate. Between short films and feature films, over 12,000 films were submitted to Sundance for adjudication.
And just over 100 are going to be shown?
Well, there will probably be 100 short films, and then a 117, so two to 300.
All through the course of 1 week, right?
11 days.
11 days.
Yeah, the 16th through the 26th. So, But they obviously do a lot of work culling through over 12,000 submissions to the festival. So.
You know, a decade ago when we talked about Sundance, it really felt like we were talking about independent film. Less so today. It seems as though independent film may have just kind of been absorbed into the cultural zeitgeist that is the art of filmmaking.
Well, that's interesting. I suppose that's true to some degree, but it actually, in my opinion, doesn't really work that way. John Cooper is quoted as saying that. And because there are so many different outlets at this point, so if an independent film comes out, you can go see it in a theater maybe, but you can also see it online and you can see it on pay-per-view and things like that. So if you're into that kind of thing, it's available to you. But there definitely is a huge difference between a Thor that gets released and and $200 million worth of business is done in the first business, and you have an independent film that over the whole course of the run of the film for months and months and months in theaters does under $2 million. Obviously, that's a huge scale differential. I just got back from a European art house film conference, and in the rest of the world, they don't particularly differentiate the difference between Thor and 12 Years a Slave. Now, 12 Years a Slave is a smallish kind of film, but it's advertised on TV, so a lot of Americans don't perceive a difference, and 12 Years a Slave is also playing in European markets.
Right.
But it's a much smaller film, both in terms of the audience and the budget that's created for it. Excellent film by very credible filmmakers with, a cast members
well,
that are well
it's these
known.
Independent films that really drive the award season.
It absolutely is, and that's been the case for 20 years at least. There's a whole bunch of films. Instead of going through them all, I just suggest that you look in your written media.
But what about here? You always get to show an exclusive presentation
right,
of the Sundance Film
David,
Festival.
You're pushing me on something I'm not supposed to talk about, but as long as you don't tell
you know how
any,
much I care about that.
As long as you don't tell anybody, our Sundance Our Sundance Film Festival USA film is called Song One. It's produced and stars Anne Hathaway. So
very
I'm thinking
good.
She may be here. And this is
oh, is that right?
Yeah, this is going to be January 30th. Tickets are just going on sale now to our members, and they're going to open up to wider availability over the next week. So anyway, look for the Sundance Film Festival USA.
I'm thinking of a very
USA.
Special Cinema Chat guest.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see when she gets to town. But there's a lot going on, and as you said, John Cooper talked about the fact that a lot of the films had been a little bit more mainstream. There's an ever-widening talent pool of an increasingly sophisticated range of technologies available for filmmakers and distributors, and that is absolutely true. That was a quote from John Cooper. But it's still a hard road to hoe, as it were, if you're an independent filmmaker. You figure that if you're one of 12,000 independent films that are submitted to Sundance and only a couple 300, including shorts, get played at the festival.
Right.
Your odds are pretty tall just to get it played in the festival, and then your odds to get beyond the festival into wider release are pretty odd. So anyway, there it is. They've also introduced a new Sundance Kids category
nice.
To this year,
nice.
So we'll look forward to that. So the National Board of Review and the New York Film Critics Circle Award announced their winners, and the National Board of Review Best Film film is Her, and the director, Spike Jonze, won Best Director for Her. Bruce Dern, who's in Nebraska, as well as Will Forte, as supporting actor, both got nods for the best. Hmm. And Nebraska's opening pretty quickly. We're also opening just before Christmas, Saving Mr. Banks, and Emma Thompson won the Best Actress Award for that.
Nice.
The Miyazaki animated film, The Wind Rises, which is supposed to be his last film, won the best animated film. And a film that I really liked from last year at Sundance, Stories We Tell by Sarah Polley, won the Best Documentary Award. And I agree with a lot of those. Also, The Fruitvale Station, which is another great film that came out of Sundance, won the Best First-Time Director Award. For both the New National Board of Review and the New York Film Critics Award. The New York Film Critics Circle Award, their best picture was American Hustle, which is coming out in just a few days. The best director was Steve McQueen for 12 Years a Slave.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Best foreign film is Blue is the Warmest Color, which is currently playing at the Michigan Theater. And as I said, Stories We Tell, which is a Sarah Polley documentary, won at the New York's Critics Circle Award. And Robert Redford won Best Actor
for
All Is Lost.
Good for him.
And Cate Blanchett, whose performance in Blue Jasmine was really great, but it was so long ago. I think a lot of folks have forgotten it.
I hope not, because she is spectacular.
Yeah, she won the Best Actress Award, so that's good.
Well, what kind of award-winning options do I have this week?
Well, this week we have opening at the Michigan Theater, the Armstrong Lie, which is a documentary by Alex Gibney, who did We Steal Secrets, the stories of WikiLeaks, the smartest guys in the room about Enron, Client 9, the rise and fall of Elliot Spitzer, Freakonomics, or some of the stuff that he did as a documentary filmmaker. And as Lance Armstrong says himself, I didn't live a lot of lies, but I lived a big one.
Sure,
the film actually started as a documentary about his re-entry into the cycling world after having won a bunch of races and then dropped out for a while.
He certainly self-sabotaged that.
Well, and then they stopped making it, and then Alex Gibney took it a different way. David Edelstein from New York Magazine said, "As an embarrassingly obvious liar, I'm constantly fascinated by how others do it, and Gibney gives you many opportunities to study a master." So, interesting.
Absolutely
piece.
Fascinating.
There's also a documentary about the Borscht Belt from the 40s, 50s, and 60s, where a lot of our well-known comedian these days, from Jerry Lewis to Sid Caesar, Jackie Mason, Mort Stahl, Jerry Stiller, on and on and on, Jerry Seinfeld as well. And it's these Catskill Mountain resorts that were very, very, very popular back in the
mid. Oh, yeah, they would do all summer residencies.
Absolutely. Right? People would go there and live all summer. And it essentially was a school for comedians. It was a good audience, but it was a tough audience. And a lot of the audiences were Jewish. A lot of the comedians were Jewish, and it really ended up being a school for comedians. Kenneth Turin, who my wife is sick of me hearing me say, is one of my favorite critics. He says, "A disorganized film that has trouble deciding what it's about, but when comedy went to school, can be a lot of fun."
It's kind of like the comedy itself.
Exactly. Yeah. So that should be good. That's just a couple days. It's next Thursday and the following Wednesday, December 12th and December 18th.
And we know Hunger Games is going to be number one for yet another week, but there are some new options this week
right.
at the multiplex.
At the multiplex, there's one that's very compelling, actually. It's called Out of the Furnace, and it's from director Scott Clark, who did Crazy Nights. And it stars Christian Bale and Casey Affleck as two brothers. Casey Affleck has just returned from the Iraq War, and Christian Bale is a blue-collar worker in a steel plant. It's about these two brothers. Casey Affleck is having a hard time readjusting to civilian life. He gets involved with these not very savory folks who live up in the mountains it's a contemporary setting, but it's kind of a fringy criminal type of existence that these folks, and it's more kind of like the folks that live in the backwoods, and they just don't want to be involved with the more civilized kind of dynamic. It's got a great cast. Besides Christian Bale and Casey Affleck, who are terrific, are Woody Harrelson, Forrest Whitaker, Willem Dafoe, Zoe Saldana, And Sam Shepard, the playwright and
that
actor.
That is extraordinary cast.
And the reviews are pretty, they're kind of 50-50, but the acting performances are really outstanding, and it may be worth checking out. Out of the Furnace opens on Friday. And then the festivities for the holidays continue with the Michigan Theater. There's a free screening of Miracle on 34th Street on Sunday at 1:30. And then
free in today's day and age is a miracle.
And it's exactly the same price as it was when we played it last year. And Terry Zwigoff's film Bad Santa plays on Monday. And then we've got a special broadcast, the first time ever that the Royal Shakespeare Company is doing a production. And that's going to be beamed into the Michigan Theater on December the 8th, Sunday, and Wednesday the 11th. So there's a lot going on. Go check it out, and we'll see you at the Michigan Theater.
Enjoy, and we'll do this all again next Thursday morning at 7:40. This is Cinema Chat, and you hear it only on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta, prematurely from Sundance.